three, two, one. And welcome to Alien Radio, another episode on this fantastic episode of Alien Radio. We're chilling with the Dooley, the Mr. Robbie. This is an elusive creature that is only seen once every 15 millennia, as the sun doth cross when the moon doth shine. And the stars around kick in with that beach type feeling when you get that cocoa motion blowing through your breeze as you go through the disease, as you go through the shit, and you feel them no bongos kicking in the back. You like you chicken on that chicken in China, Chinese chicken, or you have it up just sticking, your brain stops ticking. We did it, folks. We did it again. Thank you very much for tuning in. On this episode of the podcast, we are over talking to Robbie Dooley. Mr. Chris P is in there with me. And we sit there and we just bullshit around and come to universal entertainment things of enlightenment that, you know, probably won't change your brain or anything, but they might help your car ride. Alien Radio is brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com. That's New Therapy with a K, K-N-E-W, but you already knew that. We're also brought to you by Angry Angel Energy. Alien Radio needs a lot of energy to fuel our operation, and I used to drink pots and pots of coffee, and I still will drink pots and pots of coffee to a certain extent, but when you have that refined energy of Angry Angel Energy, and it's got those taurines, those caffeines, and that QC10, it really gives you a boost and helps your ADP, and if you're gonna fall asleep, take an Angry Angel and listen to this podcast, folks. I love you, and I thank you for everything. The portal is now open, and we are taking all the 15 passengers to go to Mars with me, under the alien sun and all the alien fun that you could be dreaming of, wishing for, hoping that maybe that if I could have sold or surfed your waves, then maybe I wouldn't have been out left alone, but Angry Alien Angel, elevate life, bitches. Crazy when you do these podcasts and I didn't have the headphones in. Robbie's counting over there, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We had the click track going, so he's counting to the beat.
There was a reason for that.
Anyway, what is up, gentlemen? Man, we're hanging out here, dude. This is the 22nd of January, 2018.
It's a good day.
It is crazy. 2018 is one of those ones that just rolls off, and you're like, holy fuck, it's 2018.
11 more days till my 29th birthday. And I want to party, and I'm going to have to ask Chris King if he wants to do a Thursday night get-together with, as he calls, intimate, you know, less people.
Yeah, intimate gathering of friends that fucking are.
And all that I ask is that people just come together and love each other, man. It's all. That's it.
Well, so it sounds like you want some Molly, and we just need a bunch of Molly. And
just
like,
weed and alcohol, that's it.
Weed and alcohol. Nothing
extra.
I mean, honestly, like I'm just gonna spitball here, though. I'm gonna spitball here. Like, pretty much, weed and alcohol. If you do it in the right time, that's the best you're gonna go for. Molly is like great, but you got that time in between.
It can separate you from the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're flushing your serotonin receptors, and it's gonna eventually crash pretty hard. So.
The flesh, yeah, the crash is pretty hard. Actually,
so,
you know, it's
alcohol. I find has the same effect, except quicker. You're kind of crashing while you're drinking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you notice that? Like,
yeah.
Especially
you
being
know what
a professional
hippie
like
is?
Me. I'm a professional.
You have to fight it as a decision.
What is that?
You ever heard of a hippie speedball?
No. Yes, probably.
It's just coffee and weed.
Oh, me every day.
Yeah.
Every day, intermittently, in between. I do fucking speedballs every day when it comes to that. But what I think is, you know, I really enjoy, like, caffeine and the effect coffee gives. Now, you can get nauseous. You can fucking puke. I fucking tripped out on caffeine. But regulating with that, a little bit of booze is a pretty good move.
It helps. but it can also make your heart work harder.
If you're drinking so much caffeine that you're throwing up, I wouldn't put booze on top of that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely not. But, recipe. Like, maybe you're throwing up from the booze. Who the fuck knows? And then you're fucking mixing shit.
Cigarettes and caffeine can double the effect because they're both stimulants. So, like, as you're smoking with coffee, you're faster to feeling sick. Even with weed as a stimulant.
See, but I just, I kind of like the idea of everything being like a, like I mean, for musicians and like our language is music, that certain stimulants or substances are just kind of like effect boxes. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to necessarily be stomping on the distortion for every song or having the chorus going or the fucking multi-effect.
Yeah. Tasteful use of effects and drugs. Yeah,
at least when you're like playing live or something. I don't know. I mean, if you want to sustain shit, but what
you can definitely get away with some more crazy shit at home than you can live.
Right, which is what I think most people fucking miss out on when they see live performance. They're just not like. We're such a weird time where we want people to play the song that we'd like. From them for some reason rather than see what that fucking person that we like can create, you know what I'm saying? So like having a little experimentation would definitely go good, but like you get like these jam bands like String Cheese Incident or Fish or something like that is like the idea of creativity, but like I don't know, I think there's like you still play a set, you know, just improv a little bit in between.
Hell yeah, dude. Improv is the key to anything that you do.
I mean, for me though, it's an interesting thing, man. That's like I just think of it like that's like you don't have to improv everything.
Practicing making no sense on stage is amazing. Yeah. Practicing making no sense on stage to anybody is going to make you a better improvisationalist because it forces you to discern from what the crowd's reaction is and how you're going to make your next approach and how you're going to improvise. And you continue to build on that. Can we pack a bow?
Yeah. I'm, hey, oh my God.
I want to smoke.
He's reading my mind as I fumble around.
He's yes-anding your mind.
Yes, and. That's actually a good fucking improv improv
tool. Yeah,
that
concept really is helpful, like, in life.
I've heard it many times, and I might have done it, but, like, basically, Crispy, anything I say to you, you say yes, and then you add your own thing. So let's take a little...
Here's an exercise, but let's go around one at a time. There was an elevator.
Yes, and I got off on the 14th floor.
Yes, and I realized when I opened the door...
That realization itself is a fallacy.
Yes, and the fact that I was actually stepping off of the elevator onto an unknown floor
made me realize that I was just another bird trying to soar.
And I realized I was a poet and did not understand that.
So I kicked in the door 420, crashed through their window, and jumped into the pool.
Yes, and I discovered that I could hold my breath underwater for longer than I thought. Always pushing yourself to the very last brink.
But there you go. I had cement shoes, and I was fucked, and I sank, and I died. You got to have an and scene kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
An act break.
And those cement shoes. Cement does not make good shoes, folks.
It can if you try, but it won't last long, for endurance is within the lightweight frame of mindset in which you are able to give up your ego.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe if you were on Saturn or something where the gravity's different.
So what do you think about... I always love talking about the ego. You got that, like, the ego.
I think it's important to talk about it. Blah. It makes people uncomfortable. And anything that makes people uncomfortable is an opportunity for that person to be civilized and build on the foundation of, being progressive.
Thou must learn to be uncomfortable. Go on stage and talk about funny things.
Uncomfortable.
I just kind of had like a really terrible joke that I just kind of wrote.
Do it.
Go for it.
Okay, so it's hacky. It's really hacky.
Do it.
what did the Buddhist monks say when someone threatened to steal his breakfast? Said let go my ego.
Right, 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 right.
The timing is everything. The delivery was good.
Was okay. It was a terrible joke.
See, it's all about delivery, though, because we were talking about that earlier. But if you take one chord and play it over and over for eight hours, you can make songs after songs that are amazing that make people feel moved.
We were talking about both of that.
Intention behind it.
We're talking about, like, anybody plays a G chord, right? And, like, you start learning a G chord, and you can play it, because it's a pretty easy chord. It's a little complex. You use all four of your fingers, but it feels good. But the intent of how you play...
Do you use four fingers for a G chord?
You can use three. You can use... You know what I'm saying?
We're just making a point.
No. That's a good thing. I mean, I use four. For some reason, whenever I play a G, I always have the fucking high E on the G as well. The root. And it's just my standard G chord.
It's not really a G chord. The second string. You don't have to fret
string. Yeah, that's what it is. And you can definitely play around between that. But so what it is like you could play a G chord however you want, but it's the intent that goes in behind it's weird. Like, you ever seen those videos of, like, the guitar in slow motion and them strings are flying around?
It can be normal speed. You'll even see it.
But you can feel it, right? You can feel when the string's coming back. So, like, you can feel, like, when you're fucking making them things wobble, dude, and you catch things. So it's like, it's that imprint. We got it here.
Do you realize the irony of whispering to a man who has headphones on? Inches in front of the microphone in which he is listening to.
That would be me. I thought that he was looking my direction. I thought he could read my lips.
Sorry.
Now the intention's drawn to me instead of a bitch.
But we were talking about intent. What were we talking about right before that?
Like anything to do with intent?
No, but it was
beautiful.
Like right before that we were talking about like improvising or something.
Improvisation is the key to mastery.
When you're not trying to die in the water.
You know what? So like playing the G chord that anybody could, you know, like anybody plays a G chord and it's how it is. It's kind of like what really gets me, man, is like I've been getting high and thinking a lot about like music is really just we're pausing. I'm sorry. I'm not even high yet, and I'm trying to fucking think of the fucking thing I was gonna say. What it is is it's similar to language is what I was getting at. Music is definitely a language. It's language in itself. People understand it, but what it is it's like if I was talking to you, Robbie, right now, and we are using the English language. I know, as we are, right? As I am talking to you right now, I'm using a language.
But you're not, right?
Right, but I could.
If you were.
So I could talk to you this way, but I could easily switch it up and talk to you in a different way, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, come at it from a different approach.
Yeah.
So it's like we can use the same thing to get the same way, and music is just that infinite
dialect.
Language. What I think the most important thing is,
genre
out of anybody,
like dialects,
and this is going to sound selfish,
say
and this could sound
language,
fucked up, but
reductive. Go ahead.
Is that not enough to describe it? Because
I don't think that describes it accurately.
Like, it's beyond a language.
You can't, like, really convey specific messages. Like, you can't give someone directions to drive to the store.
Right.
By playing a couple of chords.
Fair enough.
So, like, it's a different thing, different kind of expression.
But it's a direction for your soul or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like
you
a...
You know, birds sing, and that's a very musical thing.
Yeah.
And they're doing it to attract mates. And I think to a large degree, most of human art and culture is driven by the desire to attract attention or whether it be sexual
or whatever. Fair enough.
You could be Salvador Dali and just be fucking weird. And that's cool, too. I mean, there's a lot of variation.
What Salvador Dali, what I liked a lot about like that whole idea is that it was like blending the idea that like everybody goes to sleep and everybody dreams, right? It's like, how do you blend that reality? Why does my dream matter to fucking you? Like, it's just the idea of like that. It's definitely a real thing. I mean, it's like some people do like a hallucinogen and you get certain effects. You get the euphoria, insightfulness, thoughtfulness, all that kind of stuff. It's like, it's just kind of touching base with how everybody touches base while it's still a personal thing. You know, it gets you kind of in there.
Yeah. Man, you know, like I said earlier, I think when we look at the very basic formulas involved, like when he said that, it made so much sense to me. Music is
rings
part
fucking
of
true.
Music stems from can even stem from primal feelings like
yeah.
It is as simple as just.
But is
wanting,
that would you
I,
agree?
I kind of wanted to go back to that. I had an addendum to that. Basically, that
people make art. Sometimes it's to get laid. Sometimes it's to get rich, or whatever.
Right.
Other people are making art that's like an expression of maybe some kind of sadness that they might have experienced.
Right, pain.
Maybe it's a therapeutic tool. It's got so many applications. It can just be like an expression of the, like going back to Dali, just like surrealistic, just picking apart the fabric of the human mind and trying to. Hunter S. Thompson pushing it out past the fucking limit, man, and it's the only way you see the edge for what it is. I wouldn't say that's as motivated biologically. That's some other kind of motivation. Maybe it's a function of biology, but it's not.
In the rye.
The anti-reproduction thing, because the more you destroy yourself with this kind of behavior, the less it is likely that you're going to pass your genes on.
It's funny that you say anti-reproduction because, I feel anti-reproduction. I don't necessarily feel like I shouldn't be making kids, but what I feel like is just there's certain concepts in life to me that seem very branding that I wouldn't necessarily welcome onto anybody. And it's ideas such as, income tax, property tax, fucking car insurance, health insurance, dental. All these things that go into fucking being in life and the difficulty it really is to secure yourself in a position when so many people are not in a position where that is comfort.
Those are luxuries of the system we live in, which is very luxurious. We live in times where most people have very easy. We're sitting around talking in the microphones that we bought on a consumer budget.
Drinking, and fucking smoking
and
weed.
Yeah, we have it made, relatively speaking.
Relatively.
What we're doing.
I mean, relatively, if any of us did have kids, I mean, we could fucking make it work, but that's the whole thing is how many people are fucking making it work?
Yo, man, Ed Sheeran.
I'm not anti-reproduction. What do you say? I'm not anti.
The modern society has really
but
kind of selected away from.
Is it genes? Is it any of that, or is it just some bullshit they're making up that we got to rebreed for? We got to breed for the hottest people, and we got to breed for the fucking.
Then you get into a tricky thing with eugenics and all that.
It's like Hollywood.
There's no over, in my opinion, there's no overlord, though, no hand that's floating over the world.
Hell
that's
no,
controlling
dude.
The actions of people.
No way.
You can't attribute it to malice, man. All fucking chaos and dumb and
we're gonna
funny.
Pack more though. So
it's
hey,
really
that,
funny.
No. There's cash it. Hit that, and then we're gonna pack more.
I'm good.
So
I can't smoke anymore.
Let's fill it back up.
So I guess it's like, so for me, one of my favorite things to do is to listen to music and somehow, and I talked about this actually on the podcast that's going to air two podcasts before this one, my buddy Brett, about how, I'm going to pack it up just one second, let me get this thought off real quick, this is, so it's fuck you, dude, cutting me over in the middle of it. No, it's all good. I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a shit. Robbie getting that thing. Well, basically, what it comes down to is when I was talking about music as being a language, it is a language that speaks not to your fucking language.
It's a medium, I would say.
A medium.
Maybe, but
a medium,
a language
but, like,
is,
but like, tell me, like, so, like, I guess what I was going to say is my favorite thing, I don't know, here's what it is to me, Robbie, that's what I was going to say, is, like, what I like to do is, like, to put myself into myself before I ever, like, I was very late into music. I didn't start when I was 4 years old. I didn't start playing drums when I was in a tin pan or anything. All I know is that when I was about 8 to 10, I started noticing things on the radio, and I would drive in the car, and I'd look out the window, and I'd see shit going by, and whatever the song was saying, whatever the words were saying, whatever the music was playing, my mind was just drifting. It was riding this wave.
You resonated with it somehow.
Yeah.
Riding, and it made you feel things
but not
that
the
are
words,
relevant.
Not
maybe
the words,
maybe
not
the way that
fucking,
it's played.
I would like to share.
Yeah. So
the chord progression has a mood. The instrumentation has a kind of a timbre that aesthetically, it gives you a certain sensation.
No,
certain
it just it lets
of,
your mind free. It like cuts some cord between your body
it
and it lets your
you.
Mind
you identify
exactly.
With it. You identify with its idea of what good is.
Exactly. Yeah. Not even necessarily good, but just the idea of
like meaning.
No. I just remember thinking about my life. While listening to music, I wasn't worried about the words or the rhythms or the bass or the drums. And so when I started making music, now my focus is entirely on, like, I just listen to every part of it. Like, I listen to what the bass does, the drums does, and I listen to how it's put together. But, like, it's so weird how I fucking start playing guitar and then evolved and start playing other instruments. But then when I start putting microphones in front of those instruments and learning how to EQ them and balance them, I started listening to music as more of, like, what the instruments do. But there is still this weird gut. You could call it your gut influence, or you could call it even like if you want to go like higher, like in your like
I do want to.
You know
go
what
higher.
I'm saying? Well, no. Yeah, exactly. We were gonna get higher. Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is, get okay. like the chakras, like the head crown chakras or something like that, right? Right. So like the music, I think music for sure encompasses all of the aspects of your life, and the more you learn about them and pay attention to them, depends on how you hear it. But like, I think there's something weirdly valuable. Just break that up in there, Peck. Okay. But I think there's something weirdly valuable in thinking about like what the fuck was I hearing when I first heard music, and thinking about, because I remember being like, I was like in like 8 years old when Sex and Candy came out, and I was riding around in fucking like a daycare van thinking like that. Sex was a bad word.
Yeah. That's a very strange facet of our culture and language and whatnot too.
Right.
The idea of like trigger words.
Trigger words.
Yeah. I wanted to
trigger
share.
Words. Let's talk about trigger words for
before
a second.
Before I forget.
All right, Chris, we go because we're talking.
Something about something once told me that even that though
the
I
world
feel
is
going
to roll you. Sorry.
It's okay. Because something once told me that even though I feel it's not there, it's there. And that's just my story. We all have a story to tell.
And if a part of you that told you yourself that and did so in a way that made you think it was external did so, you would have no way of knowing that. That's the placebo effect, man.
But then what it, is,
I would,
is...
I will share my story and sure. a little bit with you guys and what happened to me that made me tell you that just now. Because it's as real as it gets.
Pass that bowl and grab
really
me the cores on your way back.
Absolutely something you wouldn't believe.
Crispy, you gotta
actually,
fucking...
I'm pretty sure you've told it to me before, so I'm pretty
well,
sure
well, you've told it to me, or America.
If you know you have,
this...
then why would you build it up so strongly? Thank
you. Because I've told it so many times. Man.
I don't know if I heard it.
I've told it so many times.
You might. I probably have heard it, actually, now that...
I just... The moral from what happened to me is that everything you project...
Right.
is going out there and
right.
mixing up with everybody else.
Like karma.
If you pray for a relative, your prayer is being heard from someone.
Right.
I don't
so,
know who it is.
But you know what's freaky?
I don't know
you
where
freaky?
It is. But
you know what's freaky, dude?
It.
It's freaky is the opposite of that. If you pray against somebody, you know what I'm saying? Gotta
there are
the
two
fucking,
sides to it.
You gotta keep those positive vibrations
dark, you can
up.
Actually conspire darkness.
I kind of wonder if that's true. I
you
feel like maybe there's
sick.
There's only a single positive thing that exists in a vacuum,
right?
Like a negative space, and all the good stuff is like effective, and anything bad just like kind of cycles into itself and evaporates.
Fuck yeah, that's about
yeah. As long as you leave it alone, it just goes away, man.
Oh shit, Robbie. Robert Dooley. Sorry, every time I fucking grab this, I lose the fucking headphones.
No, straight
up. No, it's alright.
Yo. For real, though. I'm talking about who's going to be the influence in someone's life to truly give the tone from their body, from their voice, the love, the true humility to reach out and you know, give somebody a firm, confident, like, not too hard, but a hug. You know what I mean? And just be like, you know, I've seen how you've been growing as a person, and it makes me happy to see that. Keep it up.
Yeah. That's real nice.
Right. So why is that so hard to find? Because people are so fucking miserable, and I don't know why
don't
that is. I want to help
on,
these
hold on, no, hold
no,
on,
no, no,
hold
no,
on. Let me ask you a question.
Anybody
really,
that's
you started
hating,
out so
on,
positively.
I know. I like it.
Positive conclusion.
The wave up. Hold on real quick, Crispy. Look,
speaking truths.
I don't think most people are fucking miserable. Like, I don't even think people living in weirder conditions than we are necessarily miserable. There's certain people that are miserable.
I think there's something to be said for the people with, like, the best conditions are the most miserable. Like,
right.
The top 1% of people with
but
all that crazy
miserable
luxury.
But what does miserable mean? I just... To me.
The more things you own, the more your ego kind of spreads into that.
He's right.
You care about these.
There are thresholds. You start
caring about, you know, but a whole country because you have the responsibility for it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But the thing is, when you look at like the differentials between how many people are in the ghetto and how many people are rich, the people that are rich, yeah, that would suck. I don't know what that's like. You have everything, and you fucking feel bored, and it's like...
I'm sure it's got to...
Here's the thing.
There's more people that don't have money, is what I'm saying.
You know what? To me, I guess you just got to be able to be happy. You got to be able to change up what you're doing.
Yeah.
And keep going with what you like to do.
who's happier, the kid in Brazil on the street kicking a soccer ball around, or Gavin from The Simpsons who's like, "No, Mom, that's Bone Storm." You know what I'm talking about? Never mind. Anyway.
You know what's fucked up?
The angry kid who's spoiled and unhappy with his life.
Here's the fucked up part. Mm-hmm. Is if you believe in like some forms of karma, like you set yourself up for whatever the fuck you end up doing, and. I don't think relative misery or relative complacency or relative like well-being is necessarily the marker of a healthy society. I think the most important thing is that there is a way that you can find out what you really like to do and then do it. Because if we're going to have all these people, I mean, you can't have all these people wanting to do the same thing. But let me ask you a question, dude. Anybody that wants to be a nurse, like goes through nursing and then they decide whether they want to be a nurse or not.
I want to sum it up into humility again.
Humility.
The more humility that you are taught growing up, the better. And you will be strengthened at heart in who you are. And more humility you have, the more you want to be yourself. So that is like the key to anything. Like, I if I could spread the word in such a way, I would. I promise. If I could get it out there in the right way to have people believe to be themselves earlier on in life, so they're not having to go through so much as some of the... We should learn from history, right?
Well, what makes sense to me is, like...
So we should be more influential positively.
It's weird because, there's, like, so many options of what people do in their life, right? And there's, like these, like, textbook things that people just, like, you know, like, assume are the best. Like, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a fucking published author and everything like that, that, like... It just seems weird that most people idolize these people they're never going to meet, maybe not even read the fucking book, and then they're just going to eyeball you when you're at fucking Whole Foods, and you're fucking hunking your ass out for fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Dude.
I'm not plugging Whole Foods, it's owned by Amazon, I'm sorry.
Robbie has given me,
does that make sense though? Like,
Robbie has given me, what is it called, constructive criticism. And with a good touch of roughness with...
What if what we really need is deconstructive criticism?
No, dude.
Deconstructive criticism.
You really helped me a lot become a better singer. I'm trying to say that
sometimes
because of
that,
Robbie...
Sometimes you gotta tear the shit down and start over, man.
Robbie's a huge part of why I tried so hard to become a better singer. Because when somebody gives you a hard time about it, but with a touch of love, it's like, I'm saying this.
At the same time, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And people can't really be, I don't think, completely broken. Like, there's definitely pieces of shit, but I don't think anyone is necessarily irredeemable given the right circumstances. But that's just maybe the optimist in me.
Right. I think that's the best outlook, though, to have on as an optimist. Like, you know. I mean, if it's a choice, is it a choice to be a fucking optimist?
It's about discipline.
Is there such a thing as a choice?
Is there a choice? Fuck it, there's no choice. Fuck a choice, man.
Do we all just act out our parts according to some kind of script based on our what we eat, like the bacteria in our stomachs?
I mean, do you really choose the fucking first chord you play when you're playing a fucking new song?
And if you feel like you're choosing, is that not just like some kind of... You know, like a VR alternate reality thing that you're being simulated in.
Exactly. I saw somebody's post online said their 2018 goal was to flip a coin when they had to make an important decision and follow the coin. Because I flipped a coin and been like, fucking, fuck that. I'm doing what the fuck. That might just be me because I like to fucking gamble. So I flip a coin before I gamble, which is like gambling on a gamble.
Flip a coin to decide whether you should go gamble or
And then you're like, fuck it, and then you find out. So like at the end of the day,
you've already opened the gate at that point.
Kind of.
As soon as you start, you can't stop. It's like an alcoholic, you know, the first drink.
The first drink sucks, bro.
The act of like wagering.
Dude,
you got the 50-50 odds.
I'm an alcohol aficionado.
I just thought of something, man. Giving each other shit playfully like otters will on the playground in their little waters. I think that's
Are you a poet?
I'm being serious, though. Being playful and giving each other shit. I have this friend of mine, Aaron Borka, very talented mechanic. He loves to help people fix their shit for free. Even if you insist on paying him, he won't take it. He's such a humble guy, and he has a daughter. I forget how old she is. Her name is Aubrey. And here's the thing. He's been giving her shit, and she's so playful right back with him, and like giving him some shit too. And it's like the cutest thing to watch. And I think that like, if parents could develop that technique to be playful like that, it'll like teach the kid to grow up to have that humility, you know what I mean? Messing with each other and kind of breaking each other down a little bit at a time.
Sure, yeah.
That's why we bring up shit. And that's what I'm hoping for the future of kids that are born to learn and these generations. I don't know, man.
I just feel like music is such an important thing that most people, like, I don't think you have to learn it. But I think the two choices for me would be like either learn it or learn to appreciate it, because like, I don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's involved in everything. People, you get in your car and it goes, when you're trying to turn fucking left, right? You got the stereo going, you got the fucking ambulances coming by, you got these cars going, you got an engine going, you got motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? Music and sound is all around, dude. So like,
yeah, like he's been doing it with his glass flicking it the whole time,
dude. Exactly.
It's always going, and it's tough because we get distracted, man. It's hard to focus on.
No, but
what
I'm saying is like,
the core, man.
The core.
It's hard to focus on the core. It's light, motherfucker.
You know, I think would advance music. You know, I think would advance music. You think it would advance music fucking 10 years and 4 years? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'm on.
Fucking good sound equipment.
Mm-hmm.
If a fucking starting band could get some way that they got, like, maybe, I don't even want to say auto-tune on their fucking shit, but I want to say, like, a good, clean fucking mixer for very cheap.
There's tons of that.
All at once. You know what I'm saying? If somebody could walk in to something.
The technology is there. We're recording.
That's what we're doing
right now.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. I know. But imagine.
I mean, it didn't cost as much as it did 10 years
ago.
So
do you think?
15,
I know.
20,
so think about that. Are we evolving music right now?
We're evolving fast as
we're hell. Evolving the
well,
music,
we're consumers
as
well as producers. I don't know if we're creating music.
Here's
right
the thing,
now,
man.
As we're just talking to each other.
Robbie, you are for sure a producer of music. Like, not producer like your title. You don't get paid. You don't got to worry about sexual allegations because you did bang me that one time. But
I want to keep it simple.
What I'm saying is, as making music, man, you produce music. So like, if you're producing music with the tools that you're using and recording and playing everything and savaging it up because you're a fucking champion, one of the fucking I'm just telling this to the viewers that are listening.
Right.
See, viewers that are listening, whatever. Mm-hmm. Robbie's fucking fantastic.
I like the feelers who are smelling.
The feelers that are smelling. That's
yeah.
good
Fuck
too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, crispy
I'm
too.
I'm smelling what you're feeling
crispy
over
too.
There, bro.
I mean, look, anytime you ever listen to music,
well, not yet.
Play music. If you reinterpret a song, if you play a song, you're evolving music, and I think we are evolving music right now. Even if we're not fucking famous, if we're not rich, we don't got nothing. And it don't matter. We are evolving music right now at a rate that has never been done before because we're recording what we're doing and we're practicing what
we're
doing.
We're not playing any goddamn music, though.
But I think about this. If you want to learn a song, and I do this all the time, I like to learn the basic chords of songs I like and then, like, doctor it up the way I want. But, like, I can just search it on the internet, get the chords, the tabs, everything like that. What I'm thinking is that is all part of an evolutionary process where we're speeding up general musical knowledge. I think music is like
knowledge.
I don't know, man.
I
want
to bring it back to the core, man.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something fucked up? I've been jealous sometimes seeing people play shit on internet, like 1 minute videos on Instagram, thinking like, "Why are you putting this out there, man?" and all this bullshit. And then I realized, exactly why do I do anything that I do? And then I thought of it all. It hits me. It hits me. Man, it's just it's speeding up an evolution, and I think in a good society, and not in a good society or a bad society or anything like that, but I don't think music is something that like you need to be one group of people or musicians, right? So like if you can like the music evolves. What are you laughing at, bro? What in the fuck? I'm tripping out.
I am because it's so real.
Is contagious.
What I'm saying is, look at this.
Make fun of each other all the time.
Dude, there was no reason to ever fucking but look, we grew up. We're the first people seeing the YouTubes when these people put these guitars on there and everybody's showing off and people get likes and follows and you get all this fucking shit. What I'm thinking is, do not fucking worry about all that shit. Just play your shit. It's the evolution of music.
It's an ever shit.
We are learning everything fast that we can make more music. Like, there is loopers, there is fucking effects pedals that do crazy shit, there's keyboards, there's everything.
You should do some loops, by the way. That'd be a lot of fun.
So it should be encouraged, but at the same time, if you see somebody pissing you off on YouTube, learn it, beat them, add it to it. Beat. Come on. I don't think music is a competition, but music is it's built on foundations of other things. So just, I don't know. Is that how far did we get off with that?
I don't know. How long we've been recording?
How far
this is great.
Did you get off with that?
I don't know.
Talk
exactly.
to you guys.
You
is
didn't
great,
get all
man.
The way there.
I don't know, 33
no,
minutes.
I don't want you to have conversational
34 minutes.
Liberals, Dave.
Don't worry, dude. I don't plan any of this
dude,
shit.
Dude, 34 minutes. That's amazing.
But this is just kind of. We got 34
dude,
minutes.
Dude, we talked for 34 minutes.
Oh, you're talking about 34 minutes? It's probably like an hour and 20, bro.
Oh, that's 34
minutes.
Dude, that was great. Dude, wow. We all sound like. Oh, we're
now
still recording.
Now Chris is halfway there. Pretty soon you're just going to be conversationally jizzing everywhere.
Yeah, sorry. See, that's the thing, though, but like.
I guess tone of voice can be too much for some.
But I think, name one. One on the podcast I'm going to release before this one or maybe right after, I was talking to my buddy about like how I really got interested in music, watching Behind the Music before I even saw these bands. And it was like a reverse way of ever learning about music, because normally you hear a song, you say, what the fuck is that?
And then
you go and find it, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, right? Nowadays. But like back in those days, it was like Behind the Music, and it was shit that I was too young to fucking know what was going on.
Yeah.
Like Guns N' Roses and fucking Journey.
So
I'd learn.
Yeah.
So now I come to you.
Now we're like, really pushing music forward.
I know, right? Pushing it into the future.
Oh,
and that's,
man.
But anyway, so I kind of like that whole idea of like Behind the Music, but what if we're in the music, right? And that's the podcast. Right
the
there. What
behind.
If we're in the music? That's the only thing. I'm like, well, I know a lot of good musicians and we fucking bullshit around, but what if?
Want to make some fucking loops.
We are in the music. And
I'm
that
some loops, man, because
that is the
weekend.
Child podcast. Sweet, dude, I keep jiggling this thing trying to get the fucking headphones right. We're gonna have to get this. I'm gonna have to. Okay, cool. We're good, right
dude,
there.
Oh my god, dude, that's
all right.
Shit's
we got
too
like
I don't know. My eye feels funny. Like my eye feels funny, dude.
Your iPhone?
Yeah, my eye. But I'm fine. It's been twitching lately, and the last time that happened, I had infections in my head.
Do you use contacts?
But that's
no.
It's fine.
So I
probably have an infection, but it's fine. It's fine. Keep
it's
saying
fine.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just gotta be like, it's fine, fine.
Keep pounding that beer.
I don't know, man.
Well, trust
it'll
me, man.
Be fine.
I think at some point
beer,
you can, dude. Beer
trust
is,
me.
Beer is a
trust
lot.
Me. It'll be fine.
No,
no. It's gonna be fine.
Listen,
beer is
listen,
a
bro,
listen,
for a second,
listen, bro. It's gonna be fine in a second, bro.
Beer is a good doctor.
I become very sensitive when I smoke pot.
It's fine, bro.
Which is why it's good. For being
it's
creative.
Good. It's good to be fine.
And it makes me so creative that I don't even feel like I'm sharing the same plane with the majority of people.
You don't share the same plane with anybody. Because you're on the fine plane, baby.
You're flying private, bitch.
You're flying high.
You got that thing out of yourself, champagne up in the thing with the jacuzzi. I got the bitch's butt naked, you know?
It's fine. It's fine.
You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to have a fucking one of those things where they fucking throw dice in the middle of the parking lot.
It's fun because I realize it's not always fun.
Okay. Stop touching your eye,
Crispy. You got that? You got that? I like it. You got that? I lost your hair tie you gave me, but you got that fucking pirate look going on right now. Sideburns.
There's a hat behind like you that a really complete.
Tell me, tell me where here. Tell
it's
me
on you, top of the Angry Birds
dude,
pillow.
If you, this pose that you're in right now looks like you're fucking Captain Jack Sparrow. You're trying to chase him down.
Yeah, yeah. See
like,
that hat? What I'm saying? You grab that thing. Put it on.
Oh, he's got a pirate hat right there.
A pirate hat.
Holy shit! Dream come true. I think you got to put a point in the front.
We need a Captain Jack Sparrow rap. Is this a good enough beat for you, bro?
That's cool.
I have my phone on me. I was going to take a picture of him. I'll sit in front of you.
Should I do a beat?
Oh, you can't hear this one?
It's kind of quiet. Can you turn it up a little bit?
Yeah, it's not a good beat anyway.
I was... I can
yeah, let's
a
do a
bit.
Beat. Let's do the beat. Ready? Than Jack Sparrow rap. Sounds like Portishead. Right? Yo, I'm Captain Jack, and I'm here to say I'm drinking rum, and I'm drinking rum all day. Hey, now you know, if you didn't, now you do, because I'm trying to say things that Jack Sparrow would too. Hey, I'm a pirate. I look gay, but I'm not. I get the finest. Not really. I mostly just stay drunk while Orlando Bloom goes
yo,
off
ho,
the girl
ho,
with the
with
jump
that bottle
in the
of rum. Hope that thing gonna get up and gone. Got that island boot in the sand. Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp in the hand, Sam.
Pirates of the Caribbean hook.
Caribbean,
something
like that, right? Remix, dubstep.
Dude, this song sucks. Change the station.
Brought to you by the same makers of Levitar bread. We got that fucking getyourhead.com.
Ask your doctor if Levitar head is right for you.
Levitar head, the only thing you need when you in bed.
1-800-LEVITAR. Call today. Don't delay. Now back to your regularly scheduled beatboxing.
Why does it matter going to a musical
black
channel feeling like I'm floating down the river Nile and I'm crocodile in the river and I could be alligator I don't know and it's just a matter of fact exploding in my brain to know that there's another type episode I need to see. I wanna know what am I gonna trip on. Could it be my own song? Could it be my way look in the mirror? Am I we're gonna be too close.
Oh, but you have heard of me.
Oh my god, there it goes.
That was the worst Johnny Depp that's ever been attempted.
You came in at the right time because the headphones just kicked in. I was like trying to get this. I'm jiggling these chords around trying to.
But you have heard of me. That's slightly better.
Eventually, in the future, we get video of this shit.
I'm doing a workshop.
People would understand.
We're
going to
do like
a 12
week at the Rialto. I'm an understudy for Johnny Depp.
Oh,
I never told you that.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
Just keep it on the hush hush.
Yeah, it's crazy that you got that role, man. That's pretty fucking cool. Does he really drink that much rum?
He's a wino, I believe.
Dude, okay, but tell me this: Johnny Depp fucking stars in like all three back to back fucking smash hit Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Then he fucking films the Rum Diaries, which is like a Hunter S. Thompson fucking, but it was way after he did the fucking movies where he was a pirate.
Is that true? I didn't realize.
It was in the middle of it. It was after one, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but
yeah.
Because like, it might have been after Hunter died.
I feel like one was, yeah, it was it, what I believe.
But anyway, at some point, he was a pirate stealing
one
fucking booty.
Was the good one, right? And then two and three were like, they were franchising. They were just trying to cash in, franchise and get some bucks.
I think three might have been good. I don't know, I think it might have been more than four. The last one I saw was the fucking shell guy, the barnacle Spark. Davy Jones was in it or something.
I think that was the second one.
That's a good one. Maybe after that. Oh, that might
I could be wrong.
That.
It might have been the third. I have no. Knows? I'm not an educated party.
Crispy's got that beat. Crispy. What's your favorite Pirates of the Caribbean, man?
I don't have a favorite one.
What was the one with Calypso, dude? Because I'm saying that was...
every episode.
Calypso, Lipso, Lipso, Lipso. Lipso love, Lipso drug. Kissing that bitch till I get enough. I don't mean to call her a bitch, but if she's my dog, then I got that thing with the hog going squealing like I get them on. Yeah, like a ham bone sandwich. That means a ham sandwich. I'm just kidding. I ain't shooting with the hogs that I've been chilling with. But I'm just like thinking lunch meats or something right now. It's not the best. Alright, here it goes.
Said, oh, girl, you make me mine every time. But I can't find
waiting in the line at the Whole Foods. I don't know. This headphones are fucking... There you go. Crispy.
Whole Foods.
I gotta do this.
But hold on.
The
crispy
body.
All right,
look,
it's organic.
I'm taking these off. Now I've been using sound now. I'll go. Yeah. And now I've got the hymn on our bed. Head down now. I'm gonna rock down. Keep them going till the early morning now.
Hey guys, who sings that song?
We do.
Who?
Damn, my joke doesn't work now.
I sing that song. I just made it up, my friend.
I think it was Crispy. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed
to
say, like,
yeah.
Artist sings this
I
song.
I know that's the best shit. Billy Joel, we'll leave it to them.
Yeah, why don't you keep it that way or something?
That's why we always play what we fucking make up.
No one can criticize
you.
Ruining someone else's material
ever,
just being
thing,
shitty on your
the
own.
The best
right?
thing ever, just fucking tell them, like, I used to, dude, oh man, just tell them fucking fake shit for fake things. Like, that's what I love about open mics, man. I just try.
Take a picture of me with the head.
Open mics is like a psychology experiment for a musician on an audience. And you either fucking enjoy it, you hate it, or you probably hate it while you're
also a psychology experiment on musicians
the self.
By the audience?
Right, the self. Ding. Exactly. 100%. Ding. 100%. But
we are just the universe
experiencing
itself. Let's
see what you got there. What is this? I've been eating this. Send me that, dude. I'm making a meme of myself. Dude, it looks like I've been eating ass. And
don't
that's
worry.
Coffee.
You'll either hear it
look
later or you
won't.
Robbie,
Robbie.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up?
He's trying to get a picture of you. Just don't stick your tongue out.
Please I'm do looking, me a favor.
I got don't coffee take a picture on my tongue or something. Things that like shouldn't I've been be documented some booty right now. Holes.
I really picture. Wish you wouldn't.
Great picture, man.
Could you maybe hey, you know what's
crazy?
That?
It's crazy. I got a song called Photo.
Dude, you got a Miller Lite, but Coors Light right there is so present.
No,
that.
Dude, just
with
take
a microphone
that.
In there, that's a good
please
shot.
Take
it looks
that.
Right,
that.
Right,
exactly.
Right, right, right.
No, I don't want
all
that
intents and purposes.
Exist.
I'll fucking
crispy. I don't
I get,
want
I'll
that
put a black
to exist.
Crispy. Hey, but we gotta. I'll put it for the picture of the podcast.
No, I'm gonna delete it
crispy.
If you feel uncomfortable.
I want you to delete the picture. Thank you.
Robbie Dooley, then I will make a fucking custom fucking.
Only because you were so polite.
It would be anybody... a nice picture, and if it was all three of us together,
that's what we're gonna
that's
do.
That's what I would rather have. 100%. That kind of got the whole room. I cleaned up for you guys. You know, I tidied up a bit.
Dude, it looks great in here.
Smells
the
like Teen
was
Spirit,
good, by the way.
Here, bro.
Smells delicious.
I'm not offended, but I'm just you know like wow. You know what do I got to do now?
Well, you're wearing a bird hat. Let's go rob the booty.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, take a picture of me with the pirate hat. I've never worn a pirate hat, and therefore, would you? Take a picture of my first pirate hat experience. It's first time.
Yeah, Robbie,
I never thought
so,
I could be so official pirate.
I accidentally closed it out. I don't know. Hey, Robbie, so one of the people, like, people were always telling me, like, you should like see if you can get people you drive Lyft for.
I don't want
to
take a
to
selfie.
Do a podcast. I'm trying to take a picture of you.
Like a little mini thing
right, right,
while
right.
driving around. That'd be cool.
Right, if but you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I was like, sure, but like most people, like I don't know if I want to get into like fucking having to them consent to their shit. But like, dude, I definitely went without the consent and told this dude's story that was like a Formula One driver today with Crispy, dude.
Oh,
it was pretty cool.
Telling a second
he got recruited
story,
from
is,
he got recruited from driving.
Like,
he was recruiting from driving go karts to fucking
yeah.
driving Formula One.
It was the big leagues. So he got called up.
Yeah, I know. And trained and shit. Oh, dude, Crispy, dude, you're wearing the fucking shit. You gotta get your leg. Oh fuck.
Hold the horn. Pose with the horn.
That Captain
or, no,
Morgan
how about the
pose,
fish?
Dude.
The fish should be the man.
Hold on, how you turn the flash off?
Or maybe a bottle of rum.
Yo ho.
How about a pipe? You need more props. One prop is never enough.
That's why they used to wear fucking pirates and patch. What the fuck did that come from? Let's be honest, dude. How many pirates do you think had peg legs, patches, and parrots, dude? That's like a
all of them.
I think they had scurvy, sexual dysfunction, and fucking suicides. It's like, yeah. You're just like, and one day you're at sea and you're like, here's your ration. You get 3 ounces of water. We're going to sail into the morning. Crispy, leader of the British command, says, you know, one person's like, fuck it. They're like, man overboard. He said, fuck it.
Dude,
I don't know, man. There must have been
that's
something.
Pirate for do not resuscitate.
Dude, that's a great picture, man.
I mean,
dude, it's got the Angry Bird.
Think about
and
this.
The purple
think about
thing.
This. If you never had video games, if you never had fucking roller coasters, if you never had water parks or surfing or skateboards or music or any of that, like sailing boat out in the fucking nowhere and hoping you end up somewhere, it would be fucking trippy. That'd be. One of the,
I mean, it sounds like a fun time, even
fun
with
time.
All those things existing.
No, I know, but like, it's all that in one, I feel like. It's like, whoo, shoom, whoo, you're going up and down these waves, it's like a roller coaster, you like, gotta fucking, like, camp, because there's not much food, you gotta fuck. I guess, what I would think is, is there humming, by chance? Because sometimes...
the swinging of a mic stand.
Yeah, it's just, right. No, there's no problem with the swinging. But, one of the funniest things is like, I mean, I guess if you're taking trips along all the fucking ocean, like people have been pretty good at fishing, dude. They probably had some way to get some fucking kind of.
People are.
They probably
good at fishing,
ate sushi
man.
On
you know,
that
I think
shit,
people
dude.
Are probably better at fishing than most things are good at fishing.
Dude, yeah. Well, except for those fucking octopuses. Crispy showed me this fucking video today of these goddamn starfishes. And that fucking was nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Seeing starfish move like that.
That gives me
like
an idea
that?
For a D&D fishing pole.
They just fucking... If you chop a damn starfish thing off, right? then they fucking grow that shit back, but perfect. Not do they grow it back, but the do they chopped off?
It makes that noise?
A starfish. It becomes a starfish. I think they put that noise on the video.
When you chop it off, it makes noises.
So you chop a fucking starfish off, the starfish regrows a limb, and a whole new starfish grows from that shit. And if you Google that, I think that's 100% true. If it's not 100% true, send an email to alienradiopodcast@gmail.com. And you'll be the first email to ever email that email.
And it's just like an email is just his first.
It's just there in case. Like, just the funniest thing is checking my fucking podcast email, thinking like, well, maybe somebody sent something. This shit sucks.
I just signed up a Google voice phone number the other day. What do you use a Google voice number for, man?
A Google voice number? Yeah. I don't know what that means. Like, maybe log in with your phone.
You can get
fucking
forwarded to your phone, and you can give it out as a different number than your regular number. What could you use that for? What would that be useful for?
Oh, I'll tell you what. You want to hear something funny as fuck? My buddy has an Alexa, right? And so he's got it set up in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Not in his kitchen, in his fucking living room under the fireplace by the TV. And we're driving back to his house, and I'm getting a call from my buddy. Right? But he's sitting right next to me and he's not calling me. So I answer it. And it's our buddy's fucking with us. And I'm thinking it's like some app that you can like disguise the phone. And I'm like already thinking like, oh man, this is gonna be trouble. This is gonna suck ass.
So they called him from his Alexa.
But they called him from his own Alexa. And they're
so,
no. So they're just sitting in the house and they said, Alexa, call Dave. And it fucking calls me from Zach's phone.
And then you thought it was,
but it's not Zach's phone.
Well, you said there was like a weird sound with the voice. What was that?
Because they're fucking shouting four people into one Alexa.
They were just shouting at you, and then it was just bad quality, and you couldn't really understand them.
Yeah, but so like.
Sorry, I'm
my
really
buddy
trying
Zach,
to get to the minutiae
no,
of
no,
this,
but you,
this story.
The minutiae of the story comes real quick. So my buddy Zach, right? I was like, Zach, you're calling me from my phone. And we all thought it was like fucking our other friends playing a trick on us because we were supposed to be meeting them.
There was a that's what the she said. Never mind. Sorry.
So he starts. Yeah. So my buddy's like, right. What are you guys doing? Fuck you guys.
Premature ejaculation was the punchline.
Dude,
anyway, continue.
I got you. But dude, it's funny as fuck because it was my buddy Zach like freaking out because his phone number was calling my phone. But it turns out it was the Alexa he had, and you can just, it's so
no
weird.
No way, dude. But I never saw that
Robbie,
coming since you told me that in this story three times before already. I had no way of knowing that.
Did you know that it could do that? You could just call people? And
I did, but I didn't like 35 seconds ago. When you
So if I could call fucking Domino's Pizza, and my number's going to show up like Zach's fucking, my buddy fucking's number. And you can just fucking order shit. Like, how's that a frontline fucking?
You can walk into a party and say, "Okay, Alexa, order."
How does nobody think that's
here?
A bad idea? Some wait, pizza. Wait a second. Wait a second. So, like, you can call your fucking friend from his own number.
Maybe there's like a voice recognition lock for it.
I mean, there's probably settings.
Okay, Alexa.
But that's a funny, weird thing that happens.
User ID 7779. You know, how's Alexa sound? She'd be like, access granted.
That's why I don't have a fucking.
And then you would get to call Domino's.
That's why I don't have a 21st century girlfriend, dude. They would know how to fucking. They would call me from my 21st own Alexa.
Century girlfriend is what they're going to call real dolls in the future, maybe.
Have you seen that shit?
That'd be a good brand, fucking, like a competitor to the. There's got to be competition in it.
And what do you? How did I fuck up so much in my life that I didn't even think about becoming a sex doll robot maker?
Yeah, well, you really dropped the ball on this one, Dave.
Damn, dude, you know it's going to be huge. And that's what the sex doll female robot said. Because that's what she's programmed to say. Crispy, get on out of the mic over there. See if you haven't got them headphones
well. Well, I'm going to have a quick little cigarette break and I'm called.
All right, let's do a cigarette break. I think we were pretty good.
I'm going to get back on the podcast. I don't even know how long the podcast been going, but.
Do you got any closing remarks? I think we're pretty good. If you want to do a closing remark, dressed as a pirate over here.
Well, how long has it been going?
Just we're about 90 minutes. No, 55. We're about an hour.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess if I could just close on anything.
Yeah, just.
It would just be me like a broken record as always. Just
go
saying,
for it.
Just playfully humiliate each other, especially while young if you can, so that people can quicker learn to drive the vehicle that is themselves to the optimal level, where you don't have to worry about what people think.
Sounds like a German car commercial. Like a badly translated German.
Yes, you must drive the car fast because the car is meant to fucking handle the road.
Very motivational though. It was nice. It was stirring, really.
That's cool. We can always we can always like add some effects to it and make that sound like, you know, advice from the Milky Way.
Whose podcast was that? I was listening to. He puts a bunch of beats in the background on random shit that he starts singing. Might have been Hannibal Buress.
Crazy podcast, dude. All right, Robbie, you got any closing remarks you want to say?
I wish this podcast was longer.
We can keep going.
Oh, that's good with me then.
All right, cool. Let's take a pause. I'm gonna piss, and then we'll get back on. What do you say, Robbie?
I was asking if you think that inebriation is stronger when you're in stressful situations. Like he was saying that you take cigarette breaks when you're working at a restaurant,
right?
And it's way stronger that way. He said.
If you drink alcohol,
yeah.
If you slinging them
white slims into your lungs real quick, you know what I'm saying? If you slimming all that tobacco in there real quickly, and you holding that thing in there like some kind of meditation, yeah, you fucking buzzed up. You know what it is? It's like being a waiter at a high volume restaurant is being like somebody studying for the test. While the test is going on. So you gotta be fucking drinking all that diet soda because you want the caffeine, not the calories. Drinking all the coffee if that motherfuckers ain't serving it all. And hopefully you ain't the motherfucker that drank the coffee before the fucking customers start ordering it. And you gotta fucking say, oh, I'm sorry, I tried to drink it earlier. And then, on top of all that damn thing, you gotta be out there smoking weed in the parking lot to get your edge on, right? Jeez. And that's where I took everybody for a ride.
And that was the last time I went to Sunday school.
Dude, how
about the truth?
Let me ask you a question. That's funny as fuck. It was like the last time I went to
talking about some truth. That's a pretty looking marble ass drink. I know this is a podcast with audio only components, but I have here a very beautiful marbled coffee beverage, if you would take a gander.
Dude, I think he's got an amazing beverage.
It's one part bourbon,
beverage.
One part vodka,
yo, this right
one
here?
Part almond milk, sweetened, vanilla flavored, and one part coffee.
Wow.
That sounds dreamy.
It's like a beautiful drink.
He is a fucking besant to drinks, man. He can mix drinks any
slurp
day
that
of the week.
Because that sounded really good. Get real close.
A little bit
there.
Of ASMR.
Real close, though.
For,
hey, show him. Yeah, right on there.
It's true.
Right in there. Like, hold on. I'll do it with you.
A little bit of silence.
Wait. I'm going to do it with you.
We should do one at a time and then do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Wait, you start it and then I'll come in.
3, 2, 1. Hold on. You're overdoing it. You're making it gross.
Well, I mean, I guess I kind of. No. That was actually pretty cool.
You should have the headphones on.
It turned me on. I've never turned myself on from the sound of my own mouth.
I think when I was
slurping that, I thought of myself sucking.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
I can quantify it.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Crispy.
Yeah.
How's that pirate hat? Do you feel like a savage? Are you trying to?
I do. I feel like I could have fucking taken out Jack Sparrow.
And fucking ride around, dude.
Can we sing a song about jerking off Jack Sparrow real quick? It won't be a rap as much as a polka.
No. Hey. That anything you want to put the melodica. Come on. Hold on.
Oh, but you have heard of me.
I know, exactly. But when you're playing that shit, I felt like an autistic. Crispy's looking at me, and I'm like, I feel like I'm an autistic, but I'm making good sounds with my mouth. That's why I'm glad we don't have the fucking video. I can feel
it.
What rhymes with hand job?
What?
Man job.
It's what we've been trying to
do. What was a hand job?
I was on the Black Pearl.
black pearls.
I made love to someone who wasn't a girl. It was Johnny Depp in character. He showed me his barrister.
Daria.
His Daria. There you go. And I polished it.
Polished it.
Captain Jack Sparrow hand job.
Okay. Yeah, we did the song. We fulfilled the thing.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Robbie, I love that you have the headphones on, so now we're going to engage. But is it Yo-Ho-Ho?
It's not a handful Yo-Ho-Ho. Of cum? I'm pretty sure it's not.
Oh! That's not no Yo-Ho-Ho in a bottle of rum.
You know,
it's a Yo-Ho-Ho.
What is anything, man? It's
and
all
a handful of cum. Could you imagine being? Look, hold on, we're gonna get dirty right here. We're gonna get dirty right here because if people want to hear the fucking truth, they gotta think the way I'm fucking thinking right now. You're on a fucking boat.
If we're gonna get anywhere in this world, it's gonna be by people demanding that other people think the way they do.
Hold on, Robbie, listen to me. You're on a boat sealed with sap.
I'm finding it very difficult to listen to you.
That's good, because did I lose you at handful of cum?
I think I'm still thinking about giving Johnny Depp a handjob.
Then why is handful of cum a bad thing?
It's not
exactly. We're actually on the same plane here.
Right.
What I'm saying is, look,
the plane of handjobs.
What I'm
saying
is,
you exit the portal.
Let me ask you a question.
There are dicks everywhere.
How the fuck do you shower on a boat? On a fucking wooden boat going places, right?
They probably have a water tank or something.
Yeah. Oh, right. A water tank of a fucking wooden batch of bitches. Like, where do you beat off on a fucking wooden boat with no shower?
You're building boats wrong, man.
Was there a fucking trapdoor that they fucking... Do you have to be celibate? Did they bring
you
one bitch and everybody
not,
fucked just
don't
to get
build
out
your boat out of bitches. That's a bad
Let
material.
Me ask you a fucking question.
They're not buoyant.
You're
you
on
know,
a boat.
Female dogs are not very buoyant.
You're on a
and,
boat.
And they'll probably drown. That would be sad, man. Why would you even think of that?
Because
that's fucked up, Dave.
I'm wondering, what are you using for toilet paper?
You're fucked up,
What
Dave.
Are you using for toilet paper
it's
on
fine,
a boat?
It's fine, Dave. It's fine, Chris.
We're all fucked
it's
up.
It's fine.
Hey,
it's fine.
RD.
We're all fucked up.
RD.
It's fine.
RD.
We're all fucked up.
RD. RD,
it's fine.
Hold on, Crispy. What are you fucking using for toilet paper on these boats?
Dogs that you drowned.
Yeah, right?
What the fuck?
That's all I'm saying. Oh, hold on.
Postmates will
hold on.
Cookout because I'm hungry. And
can I? Look. Let me get the craziest.
You want a hard-boiled
Hey. Let me get the craziest I'm gonna ever get. Hold on, Crispy. Sit here real quick. This is gonna get bad.
This is gonna get bad. Better be real.
I just wanna say this.
Work for you.
Look at this. Shut the fuck up. And listen, Alien Radio. This is does not condone my ideas, but this is what is coming to me right now, and I'm going to portray it to y'all.
Who is Alien Radio if not
what
you?
What if you had fucking 48 gay dudes, and you said,
is this like
hey,
a,
hold on,
a,
hold
a
on, listen, 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 listen.
Like
no, 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 this is like 16...
Are you being a
this is like 1546. We're taking a trip back in time, and you had like 46 gay dudes, and you said, hey. You gotta go discover the new world. And just...
What?
Fuckings. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Columbus and
are
all
you,
his
are you
men...
Are you saying Leif Garrison?
Hold on!
Whatever his name...
What if they were all... What if gays...
Not fun.
...were the explorers?
No, fuck you. Fuck you and your hold on. I'm tired of your bullshit.
I mean, but unless you are gay, that is like fucking feeling like... That yes, we've been conquesting for a long time.
Say cunt questing.
Look, you bang whoever you want to bang, but if you can be happy on this like endless boat ride, like with no Nintendo
I'd
or
be happy
anything,
if you stopped telling me to stop talking.
Did I?
You didn't that time.
Fuck. It depends on. I'm trying to keep these headphones.
I'm gonna get a tattoo that says tattoos are for wussies.
I don't know. I'm just trying to fucking throw out some funny facts. I mean, that people think about all the time. I mean, like, think about it. What would it really... And you know what the worst part is? You can never talk about anybody riding in a boat because we all know who had the worst ride in a boat.
Eventually, I'm going to be detailing boats, dude. But eventually, that's going to be like a year and a half from now. I'm going to be detailing. Crispy, I'll
if
be
you
ready.
Can, if you can get dude, fucking... if I have listen a boat in a year and a half, I'm definitely going to come to you.
Bro, there's people that would pay me like $100 an hour.
Would you like? You like a bass
boat,
or are you more of a pontoon boat?
If I had boat money, I would pay you $100.
I can make $800 in a day by detailing somebody's
boat. Robbie, if you had
boat
money, what kind of boat would you get?
I won't listen to any further Robbie-ings. My name is Throwbot Yodeler.
Throwbot Yodeler. All right, from
Throwbot Yodeler?
The artist formerly known as Throwbot Yodeler.
Throwbot?
Speaking.
Motherfucker. What?
It's Robot Yodeler.
Yo, we can have a competition on these games in a minute, son. I promise you. We're gonna duel out. And we're gonna fucking play this shit.
Robbie, tell me
it
isn't cool kind of like hear people talking.
Do you guys have aliases too?
We're talking.
Maybe we can make a giant robot together.
My name is CPZ, as
no
in you
homo,
might smack me in my CPZ ass head.
CPZ.
You
are right.
You might smack me in my CPZ ass head.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing?
Say
what do you
want to
say?
Right?
Does this make sense? Does this make sense?
I don't know you.
I'm not against robots, but I'm not for robots. I would just like the choice.
Why do you gotta be on either side, man? To be a robot? What kind of choice are you talking about?
Well, who's putting the choice on me to have a robot, man?
No one's giving you that choice.
Evil,
you have to seek that choice out.
Christmas. Wait. Listen. What I'm saying is.
Why are robots evil and the people who give you the choice to have them or not? What? And why do you feel like having a choice is important? There's no such thing as a choice.
Robbie, I know. There's no such thing as a choice.
You're
but guess what? If you can't fucking listen to fucking White Rabbit by Jefferson fucking Airplane.
Jefferson.
And then listen to fucking... some stupid shit by Kesha after she fucked over Dr. Luke for
context
fucking her
is
over.
King, man.
King.
You never know.
Never know.
Zapping your fucking... I mean, you know. My headphones went out, dude. I'm trying to fucking remember. What's going on. Robbie's hearing every fucking moment, but I'm hearing like Christy.
I mean, I'll join you. I'll go in.
Okay. Hold on. Look. But I agree with you in the sense that, like, in the ranking of anything,
you should get one of those big fingers that you put on, like, at sports games. There's, like, got the big finger that's sticking up, and you just hold it up in front of people's faces while they're trying to talk.
Is that what I'm doing?
No, he's talking to me.
No.
No, he's probably talking to me. You're just
he's saying
singing.
That when they're trying to make music for your background of your podcast, you should hold up a finger in front of them and just go, stop that.
You know what the funniest thing is, ever, of all of it, is that when I was actually fucking... See, the best part is we just take these things off.
Yeah.
It sounds cool in the headphones.
Yeah.
But, you know what tripped me out the most, Robbie, of all, is that...
I don't know what tripped you the most out of all, Diggity Dave.
Isn't it weird?
Why don't you tell me?
Isn't it fucking weird when we're talking to
it's
each other
when you
the
say
headphones?
My name. I don't trust people who say my name over and over again. It's a weird thing to do.
It's also weird.
His name
not
sounds
be
good.
While it's being recorded.
I'm listening to you already. You don't have to say my name.
He doesn't want to be noticed. He's scared.
No, I don't give a shit about
infamous.
You saying it. I just feel weird when people do it. Like, whether or not I'm being recorded,
I
that's just a
you,
weird
man.
Thing to
He's
do.
Like that. But it's okay because...
Everyone is like that. I dare you to be different, Diggity Dave, Crispy.
Wait, hold on.
Are
weird.
You offended, sir?
Crispy, David. Weird. You know it's weird,
Are
Crispy.
Are you offended?
Crispy, you know it's weird, Crispy. I'll do the funny voice so it's better when I keep doing it, Diggity Dave. You know it's true.
No, you're
Are
good.
You offended?
What are you guys talking about? Because I had a fucking good-ass goddamn
just
joke.
Kind of drunk.
No, me too. I'm pretty fucking drunk, dude. I can't lie. I really want
to
play
it's
like a video game with you guys real quick because I know
his
time ain't long.
While we're doing this,
Diggity Dave probably he's like a midnight hermit. He goes back at midnight.
You mean
things.
He turns into a pumpkin? He's a Cinderella.
No. Fuck you. I told you. I would like to be.
So the only thing is, I said 11 would be good so I could mix down the podcast.
But we got another podcast and I'm good for another hour.
All right.
Just so I can sober up a little bit, but
yeah, you got to, man. This is my last beer for sure.
If we want to record some shit, we can do a little music session. But
I went all day without eating. I've been up since 8 a.m. I've been taking this vitamin though called SAM, all capital letters SAM, lowercase E.
Same.
Sammy. So capital S-A-M, lowercase e. This shit has been making me feel like I've been taking a few milligrams of Adderall just enough to be able to focus and feel comfortable about my thought process, the mood stabilizer type deal. And it's all supplemental. It's all natural herbs, and I recommend it to anybody that is having troubles focusing because it's been giving me an extra cutting edge, you know, with the disability that I have, me in particular.
And so what I'm just gonna suggest to people, because like I would like to end this podcast with a fucking weird thing that comes from my brain, and I just think that like in order to stop a global or even countrywide hysteria is
hysteria?
You need to really put emphasis into local news and getting reporters out there and like a radius of like maybe 200 miles of where you live rather than jumping to conclusions based on anything else. And I don't even know why I'm even talking about this. I'm probably gonna fucking throw this shit out, but like and peace out, bitches. Alien Radio broadcast from the Nebulas. Everybody, thank you. I love you.
Alien
thank
Radio.
You to Lucky Tree. Thank you to Crispy. Thank you to RBBBBDDD. Known as Artemis.
And remember, be offended. Be offended as much as possible.
Be offended. Suck a dick only if you like sucking dick. And if you don't like sucking dick sometimes.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, fuck you. Fuck us all, and let us all fuck. Except for not really, because I'm not into occulty everybody fuck. What I am into, though, as you know, is newtherapy.bandcamp.com. That's KNEWTHERAPY.bandcamp.com. That's where I store your mom on my server, and anytime I want to listen to her, I go there and I update things. It's an interactive experience unlike anything you've ever seen. Sometimes you click on a song one day and you click on it the next day, and I went in there and edited it because I do that. I have the power. I don't have to release a track and be happy with it. I can edit it slowly. But most of the shit I don't edit, and it's just been edited for years. And it's real meaningful tracks like this one right here. This one was called Caribbean Beers on a Beach on an Island. And it became intro music and outro music. So check that out, folks. And drink the motherfucking Angry Angel. It's got less calories than your favorite energy drink with just the boost you require. To open that portal and enjoy this next song, folks. We're gonna bring it out with Flea for All, 2017 edit. The original Flea for All was recorded in a house. This one was recorded in a different house. Flea for All.
Flashing your up, tell me now. You feel it, don't hide out.